Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with a good friend, Mike Salzman. Michael is the VP of Berman & Company. Here's that website again, Mike.
BermanCo.com, BermanCo.com.
I encourage you to check that out. Folks, don't forget the Employee Rights Act is probably going to be entered into the record today as being considered. Mike, we got a new president. With regard to what the efforts that you guys are working on, employment efforts and all that, how do you think he's going to align with your efforts? How is he aligning with your efforts?
You know, well, so it's a good question. I mean, I think during the campaign on, if you think about issues like minimum wage, I think President Trump was, he was kind of circumspect, you know, his statements were a little conflicting. He said, yeah, I could maybe see a little bit of an increase, but
he seemed a little liberal on the topic, didn't he?
Yeah, but I think if you look at, the broad, I think, kind of approach to regulation that's now being sort of taken place in the administration, I think their inclination is going to be to not add new mandates onto employers.
Mm-hmm. What you're saying is when he consults with his cabinet, with his advisors, they're going to probably they're going to come to the conclusion to not raise minimum wage.
That's right. Now, I think if you would have had someone like Andy Puzder in at the Labor Department, I think you would have had a really aggressive and strong advocate against further increases. And I think Alexander Acosta, who's in there, will kind of be, I think, a good voice on these issues. But
Puzder, what happened to Puzder? That was nothing more than an assassination.
That's right. That was just a union funded hit job. That was parroted.
There's no question about it. There's nothing wrong. There was nothing wrong with Puzder. He was going to be a great Department of Labor Secretary, and he just literally got assaulted. And
he would have been one for the ages. I think he would have rethought the way the Labor Department works, and I think he would have helped. Yeah. So. But I think in general, I think it's good. And I think especially when you talk about a bill like the Employee Rights Act that is, Trump was interesting during the election because he drew the line between, union bosses and then union members. The union members voted for him, and the Employee Rights Act kind of does the same thing, where it's not something the bosses would like, but the members really do like it. And so I think it's the kind of package that a candidate and someone like Trump would lean towards.
Well, and then the new guy, the new Labor Secretary, remind me his name. I just lost it.
Alexander Acosta.
Yeah. He's got NLRB experience. We know where he stands on these things, and he may not be the champion that maybe Puzder was going to be, but we know his stripes, and I think he's going to wind up being a good one. So I think you're right, and so just that appointment. That second appointment tells you that from an employer standpoint, that this should be good news. And I keep reminding my friends over on the other side of these issues what one of their members said, and I'll say his name in a minute. 25 years ago or 30 years ago, he said, "You can't." He was a Democrat senator from Michigan. From Massachusetts. He said, "My friends, my fellow Democrats, you can't love the employee and hate the employer."
Mm. That's Paul Tsongas.
That's right. Thank you, Tsongas. I was just trying to get that out. Tsongas. I usually don't forget his name, but I did for some reason. But he's the late Paul Tsongas. I still miss him. But that was they need to take that to heart. And ever since he said that, that party has gone in the other direction.
It's incredible to think of a quote like that. That was I think delivered at the Democratic National Convention.
In '88, I think.
And you can't even a quote like that would probably get you kicked out of the party.
No, you'd be they'd cut your throat on the way out of the building, probably something like that. Who knows? But tell me what you guys are working on. I got 30 seconds. Where are you guys going next with your with what you're doing there at Berman?
You know, one of the big things we're doing right now is we're telling the stories of real businesses that have been impacted by a $15 minimum wage. We're trying to take it, you know, to add some emotional impact to the economic stories. And so we've got this website, Faces of 15, facesof15.com. I'd encourage people to visit that has documentaries with small business owners talking about
this. If Hillary had been elected, that would have been on the national blotter, wouldn't it? That would have been something that she would have been pushing for, wouldn't it?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So at least we don't have to fight that on the federal level. Hey, Mike, good job today. Come back soon.
Hey, nice chatting with you, Jim. Be happy to.
Let us have that website one more time.
Faces of 15, facesofonefive.com.
All right, and BermanCo.com also.
And BermanCo,
right?
Yep.
Yeah, thanks. Michael Salzman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blysingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.